I think if they had stuck with one set of numbers, you know, they could have probably kept their secrets quiet. But the fact that they, with one voice, to the when they're talking to the federal government, they say one thing and report that they have healthy financial picture. And when they talk to the state and talking wanting more budget and more appropriation, they're claiming a deficit. Well, then, you know, it's bound to get you. And thankfully, the audit does tell us the truth.
What the regional administrator says is that there's different requirements. And I'll just kind of paraphrase from it. They say, actually, I'll quote him. He says, in developing our state budget forecast, we are bound by our current law funding sources. And therefore, what is presented to the legislature and the governor and so on is the need under current law funding. But they say the Federal Transit Administration requires a financial plan for new startup projects like Southwest Light Rail that provides a 10-year look back at operations. So they're saying that they're really fulfilling, if I'm reading this letter correctly, they're saying they are fulfilling the requirements of the federal government and a different set of requirements from state government.
Well, I mean, I think, though, you can think back to spring and the audacity of the Met Council to cry wolf all spring long that they were going to endure a significant deficit and have to cut back significantly transit service, metro mobility, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they used it. They orchestrated what in effect was not an honest campaign. I mean, and they essentially lied to passengers, to metro mobility users, customers, and to the legislature. So the problem is that their assumptions keep changing, and they haven't been open about it at all. You know, if you've got some different masters you have to serve, like the federal government, well, then you better be honest along the way. But when it comes to actually, you know, requesting and demanding an appropriation from the legislature, and not being honest there, I think that's the real you know, serious misrepresentation.
Well, let me ask you this, Madam Chair, because I know you were involved in hearings on it and so on. Was there ever a question asked, or was this information ever brought out in any form that there are different numbers being reported to the Federal Transit Administration? Was it just something that didn't occur to anyone to ask, or what is your sense of it?
You know, it really, the Southwest Light Rail and the numbers that they are seeking, you know, the millions they're seeking to build that, hasn't really been, we've trusted their numbers. We've trusted what they've told us they need. We've trusted their numbers on what the cost will be. And so it hasn't been, our quest to actually get to the bottom of Southwest Light Rail. That is the federal government's interest. So, it didn't extend to that. You know, they really, you have to wonder, too, then, about the claims they've made about ridership. I mean, this environmental impact statement, I think, needs another look-see, too. And we already know that they haven't included such things as the 10-foot, the 1-mile-long, 10-foot high, 3-foot-wide wall that's going to be needed between the passenger train and the freight rail train. So that was a new development. That has not been gone through an EIS. No one has really evaluated the impact on anything as far as that goes. So, I mean, they are playing so fast and loose, and they have gotten so used to having no limits to the extent to which they can, you know, pull the wool over everyone's eyes. This has been a very, very opaque process, very opaque. And they went ahead and spent $125 million to buy vehicles for the Southwest Light Rail, which they don't have an agreement for full funding from the federal government yet. So they went ahead taking a significant risk.
Sorry about this. Something else was bleeding through here. I apologize. Yeah, the hearing in D.C. resumed again, and I didn't have the volume turned on. Well, let me ask you this. So how does this bode for the relationship of the legislature and the Metropolitan Council in the upcoming legislative session? Are you going to change your approach in terms of scrutiny for them, or what does this presage?
I think you can count on that. I think you can count on a significant piece of legislation that's going to require, well, first of all, they're going to get a quarterly audit from the OLA now. This is stuff that we want to see on a regular basis and learn about. I think that just the transparency of the whole EIS process, for example, I mean, they have stonewalled citizens for years trying to learn about what's going on with Southwest Light Rail and other of the projects. I mean, this is not how you run, how you run a good government. So, and I think you ought to look into, back to the cars that were purchased without really having a project that's been approved all the way up the line yet. $125 million, and what we have heard about those cars is that they are not compatible with the other light rail corridors, okay? So if this project doesn't go anywhere, we're sitting on a $125 million purchase that is of no use to us.
Do you think that this justifies the dismantling of the Metropolitan Council? You mentioned, that they've been playing fast and loose.
Yeah. Bill, they report to nobody. They don't have an official reporting relationship with the legislature. They only report to the governor. And unlike most metro policy planning organizations across the country, ours isn't even made up of elected officials. These are people who are totally offline from any citizen, taxpayer, what have you, or legislator for that matter. They are so independent and so arrogant in what they're able to pull off. So, yeah, we've got the worst scenario, I think, of any major metropolitan city because these guys are not elected and they are not accountable, but to one person, the governor.
So you anticipate a strong push again next legislative session for at least a major reorganization in terms of the Metropolitan Council and accountability?
Oh, I certainly do. And I think it'll be one of a handful of really important issues that we will measure. It's a litmus test for whatever governor candidates come forward as well. I mean, it's become, I think, well-known enough across certainly the metro area that this is not an obscure organization anymore. This is an organization, that's got a bit of a target on its back at this point.